أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. للذين يؤذون من نسائهم تربص أربعة أشهر فإن فاءوا فإن الله غفور رحيم وإن عزموا الطلاق فإن الله سميع عليم. In the previous ayat we read about the rights of women and how they should be treated. And also, more recently in the other ayats, we read about the oaths a person takes. A person takes various types of qasam. So here in this ayat, one type, which is a combination of that two, that is with regard to woman also, and a certain type of an oath, which is somewhat different. So therefore, Allah has explained it separately and differently. And that is, it was a custom in the Arabs before Islam that when they wanted to punish their wives and harm them, then they should make what was called ila. Ila is that the husband used to say that I won't have any relationships with you, marital relationships I won't have with you. And at the same time, he does not give her a talaq also. So she's not a free woman and she's not a married woman also. She's her husband hasn't freed her, and neither has he given her, neither is he keeping her as his wife. And unfortunately, so many of the ayyam-e jahiliya things are still so present amongst us. Today also, there are so many of us that we won't give divorce to the wife, and we won't keep her as a wife either. So she's not a free woman that she can get married again, and neither is she a married woman, husband is not keeping her as such. So this is a great zulm upon woman. So Allah Ta'ala gave this instruction here that any person who makes this ila, that is he takes an oath that he won't have anything marital relationships with his wife. So Allah said this is up to a period of 4 months. Not that it is unlimited time, and continuously the poor woman is suffering, lingering between the two sides. She's not a free woman on the one side, neither is she a married woman on the other side. So Allah said that it will be only allowed till 4 months. And if in the 4 months period he takes her back as her wife, then he can take her back. And she will be his wife again, and if not, then after 4 months she's a free woman. So that Allah Ta'ala helped out, and we can see from it's so clear like daylight that Islam and Allah Ta'ala has given women the greatest rights. Nobody, no feminist lobbyist, nobody in the world can give women, not only in those days when they were suffering so terribly, but even today, Islam and Allah Ta'ala and Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given the greatest honor and rights to women. So Allah Ta'ala said, when 4 months passes, now she's a free woman. So Allah says, لِلَّذِينَ يُؤْلُونَ مِن نِسَائِهِمْ. جو لوگ قسم کھا لیتے اپنی عورتوں کے پاس جانے سے. Those people who take this qasam, who make ila, that they won't have marital relationships with their wives, and neither do they keep them as wives, then تَرَبُّسُ أَرْبَعَةِ أَشْهُرْ. ان کے لئے محلت ہے 4 مہینے کی. They have got a period of 4 months to decide their matters. In that 4 months, the husband can take his wife back again. And if not, then the 4 months have passed, then she's a free and divorced woman, she can marry somebody else. فَإِنْ فَاؤُوا فِرْ أَگَرْ أَبَاهَمْ مِلْ گَيَنْ. And if they maintain their relations, they start in the 4 months period. He has relations with her, so that means he has revoked that ila, that qasam that he has taken. In other words, that type of divorce that he has given, it is revoked. And this is then that he can take her back in that period without making a new nikah. And if not, and the 4 month period passes, then talaq-e-bayn will fall on her. Talaq-e-bayn is that talaq that she doesn't have to marry another man before he can marry her again. And he can't just take her back like that, he has to make nikah again. But after making nikah without her having to marry somebody else, it is permissible. And in that case, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. To Allah, بَخَشْنِ وَعَلَىٰ مِهِرْبَانِ هَيْ. Allah will forgive that person, that he, and Allah will show his mercy upon him, that he has taken his wife back again, and he keeps her properly now as a wife. He does not trouble her, he does not harm her, he does not try and punish her in any way and make life difficult for her, but he keeps her properly as a woman should be kept in nikah. Then he will find Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving towards him also, and Allah will shower his great mercies upon him. وَإِنْ عَزَمُ الطَّلَاقِ. Or agar thair liya, chhor dene ko. And if he has decided, the 4 months have passed and he does not want to take her back, and he wants to give the talaq, then the talaq will take place. And in that case, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. To be shak, Allah sunne wala, janne wala hai. Allah Ta'ala hears everything. There are many men also who give talaq, but then afterwards they say they didn't give talaq. And even if the wife gives her testimony that he did give talaq, but he overpowers her and he does not worry about it. Sometimes they don't even ask the masala, and he starts living with her as his wife, and in actual fact he has divorced her, which is an adulterous relationship now, and he makes himself happy that he just sweeps it under the carpet. But remember, Allah is Sami'. Nobody else heard the talaq, Allah has heard it. You gave the talaq, you gave divorce, nobody knows about it, Allah knows about it. So Allah is aware. You can bluff all the muftis also, you can bluff the family people also, the community also, but Allah is aware of what you have done and what you have said. And Alim, Allah Ta'ala knows what was in your heart. You try and say, now I didn't mean divorce, I meant this and I meant that. Allah is fully aware of what is in your heart. So nobody can bluff Allah Ta'ala, and our case in the Akhirat will be with Allah Ta'ala. And if a person is living in an adulterous relationship, then it is a serious matter. And if he takes it to be halal, what is haram, that is even more serious. And if he takes it as haram, it is an haram and it is a big guna. Yeah, so it is a very dangerous situation. So in any case, for all this, the thing is, a person should be ready for marriage before he gets married. He should know properly what everything about marriage, what it is all about. And he should not just go about haphazardly, and all these divorces that are taking place, and they sweep it under the carpet, people are living in adulterous relationships, etc. And also the pagan, the pre-Islamic system, where they should want to harm the woman, and they should make this ilah, in which case she was not a married woman, she doesn't live a life and enjoy the life of a married woman, neither is she a divorced free woman, that she could go and marry somebody else. And unfortunately, that same thing exists so much within us. And very sadly, amongst those people also who are regarded as pious people, who are otherwise observing their 5 times namaz also, and they appear like Muslims, they are dressed and their outward appearance is Islamic, but yet they are guilty of this. So Islam has taught a pure marital life also, and that is the source of a happy life. Otherwise, a person in his mind is confused all the time, he's overtaken by shaitan, he can't think properly, he's not happy with himself, he's not happy with anyone. But if we live this pure, clean life, the malaika are with that person. Allah's rahmat is with that person. He lives a happy life and he enjoys his life and enjoys Islam also. And he will enjoy, of course, his wife also very greatly, and they will make a wonderful couple and be very happy. So Islam, we have to bring Islamic teachings. And there is never a point of no return. Whatever a person has done, there are ways to correct ourselves. and we correct, make tawbah, istighfar, find out the rulings of Sharia, correct ourselves, and we will be on the path of happiness and joy again. Islam hasn't condemned any person to Jahannam. It is up to us that we follow the right path and make a happy life for ourselves in this dunya also, in akhirat as well. Wa akhiru da'wana.